Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. RCAF, United Stock Growers of America, Chief Executive Officer Bill Bullard says that USDA is proposing to allow imports of fresh and chilled beef from Paraguay.
A country the United States does not consider free of foot and mouth disease, or FMD, which is among the most contagious diseases affecting cattle, hogs, and sheep.
He says that RCAF USA has submitted comments regarding the proposal.
And we called the action reckless and irresponsible because it will knowingly expose the largest segment of American agriculture, the U.S. cattle industry, to an unnecessary and avoidable risk of introducing foot and mouth disease into the U.S.
In addition, Americans are concerned about Paraguay's environmental laws being ignored with high rates of deforestation, which is occurring because of demand for Paraguayan beef products, according to Bullard. He speaks to the issue of climate change and economic loss for domestic cattle producers.
Well, I guess it just doesn't apply to deforestation in Paraguay. And I almost forgot. The USDA predicts that in return for accepting an unnecessary and avoidable disease risk and for contributing to the deforestation in South America, U.S. cattle farmers and ranchers will be rewarded with annual losses of between $12 and $23 million.
Bullard explains that it is his understanding that the reason for the USDA proposal is because Paraguay has requested that the U.S. import the country's beef, and the U.S., being a part of the World Trade Organization, felt compelled to issue this proposal based on WTO scientific guidelines.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.